I have to admit that this is pretty damning. And you say Odell didn't get a trial by jury?
The judge, prosecutor, and sheriff all claimed that he said he didn't want one. But, Ranger Davidson, I was in the court when they brought him in. He had no idea that the trial could end in such a way. In fact, I believe he welcomed the trial because he thought he'd be able to get support from the court on recovering the money that was owed him.
This article suggests that Judge Dawes is a brother-in-law to the man who owed Odell money.
I'm doing more than suggesting it. I'm coming right out and saying it.
Do you have any proof of that?
Let me show you something.
Denham opened a drawer from one of the cabinets in his composing room, then took out two pieces of stiff card material that were tied with a strip of cloth. Undoing the cloth, he removed the top card, disclosing a photograph of a document.
What is this?
This, Ranger Davidson, is proof that Doomy is Judge Dawes' brother-in-law. It is a photograph of the wedding license. You see here that the woman's maiden name was Lila Dawes, and you see here that the judge was not only the issuing authority, but is also listed as brother to the female applicant.
Judge Dawes should have recused himself from the Odell case.
Yes, that's what I think as well.
You did well to send for me, Eb.
So, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle it?
The judge can only be removed by a state Supreme Court Ethics Committee or by impeachment.
What about the sheriff? I've shown you a list of his violations as well.
Ah, now that I can do something about. I can arrest him. That will do two things. It will take away Judge Dawes' army, so to speak, and in the ensuing trial, we will be able to turn up enough evidence to use against the judge in impeachment.
You're going to arrest the sheriff?
Yes.
I don't know if you ought to do that.
What do you mean? I thought that's what you wanted.
Yes, I do want it. But the sheriff has at least two deputies around him all the time. I don't know if it would be all that good of an idea for you to go up against him all by yourself. Shouldn't you get some help?
I'm all the help I'll need. I take it he'll be in the sheriff's office?
Well, you'll find him in one of the saloons. More than likely, it will be the Long Trail Saloon. That's the one he frequents the most.
Are you saying the sheriff spends all his time in a saloon?
Yes, and why not? He drinks free, he eats free, and any time he wants one of the girls, why, she's free as well.
That's using his badge for personal gain. That's all I need to arrest him.
Ranger Davidson pushed through the batwing doors of the saloon, then stepped to one side so that a wall was at his back. At the bar, with a glass of beer in front of him, stood a big man with a deformed eye. Davidson would have recognized him from his description, even if he hadn't been wearing a sheriff's badge.
Well, if it ain't a Texas Ranger, welcome to my town, Ranger. Step up over to the bar, have a drink, huh? Bartender don't charge nothing for lawmen. Now do you, bartender?
Ranger Davidson made no movement toward the bar.
Well, maybe you ain't a drinking man. That's all right, that's all right. Look around at the girls and see which one you find pleasing and take her. The girls, they don't charge lawmen nothing either.
Davidson remained in place.
Well, if you don't want a drink and you don't want a whore, what are you doing in here? What do you want?
I'm putting you under arrest.
What? Now you're funning with me, ain't you, Ranger?
This is no joke, Poindexter. You are under arrest for malfeasance in office.
What? Now what is that?
It's enough to get you 20 years. Like I said, Poindexter, you're under arrest. Take off your badge and drop your gun belt.
You got that a little backwards, ain't you, Ranger? I'm the sheriff here. You're in my town and in my county. And I am putting you under arrest for threatening an officer of the law. Now drop your gun belt.
Poindexter, my authority comes from the state of Texas. Are you saying that county authority supersedes state authority?
Look over here, Ranger.
When Davidson looked over, he saw Deputy Sharp was standing near the piano, holding a double-barreled shotgun pointing directly at him.
If you so much as touch your gun, I'll blow your head off.
Poindexter drew his pistol and pointed it at Davidson.
Well now, Mr. Texas Ranger, you seem to have gotten yourself into quite a little bind here. There are two guns pointed at you.
That doesn't change anything. You are still under arrest.
Draw, Ranger.
Both Poindexter and Sharp fired at the same time.
Bartender, I'll be having another drink now.